A Comedy All-Star Week continues.
A Comedy All-Star Week continues with ACMO.
Hey,
ACMO,
hey.
Sully.
Hello, guys. It's been a long time. I miss you.
Oh, we miss you.
Yeah, I know. We should hang out more.
Yeah.
Now, look, you know, you must have heard this story about the Opera House being used as an advertisement.
No.
You know, the Opera House, it's a big thing we have. It looks like nuns pecking down for a scrum, they say.
Oh, in Sydney.
Sydney, no. big place. We have
What's
electricity
happened?
And everything.
Yeah,
it's great.
Indoor toilets.
Well, with some of us. But, you know, yeah, so it's a strange story. People are not passionate in Australia about many things, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we could never have a civil war in this country, because you ask a bunch of typical Aussies, like, you want to go to civil war? We started a civil war. They go, oh, mate, I'd love to, but, you know, State of Origin's on tonight. We can't do it. But they are passionate about certain things, like advertising on the Opera House. People were protesting, and look, I don't see a problem. I think we should advertise on everything that is, you know, that people pay attention to. Like, why don't we, if we're going to advertise on the Opera House, why don't we sort of advertise condoms on the Vatican walls?
Oh, wow.
You know,
okay.
Or on famous people. Like, you know, like Clive Palmer, he's got a lot of advertising space that is not being used. So you give him a white shirt and you project, you know, Pizza Hut or...
The walking billboard.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like Joe's kebab shops. You know. So, I didn't see what the fuss was about. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, I'm living on the Central Coast in Sydney here, which is predominantly white and very conservative.
Okay.
And I'm not white. I'm brown and scary looking, apparently. And I don't wash very often. And so I look kind of, I stand out a little bit. But I'm a little bit vague, you know, as Bridget will tell you. I'm sort of a bit of a space cadet. Mm. And the other day, I went to the shopping center just before they closed. And I went to the rooftop because I always lose my car. So, but that way, you know, I go, well, I'm at the rooftop. At least I've narrowed it down.
Perfect.
Right. And there was one woman in a four-wheel drive with two children, and that was all, right? And there's thousands of car parks. And for some reason, subconsciously, I went and parked right next to her.
Of course she did.
Right? Yeah. No, you know, it's just a logical thing, because you feel you want to be part of the team, you know? You don't want to be alone.
Yeah, you'd be the same person at the beach, wouldn't you? Where you put, you know, there's no one around and you put your towel right next to
and
me.
Shake it.
Or
yes.
The cinemas, when, you know, when there's two people in there, I'm going to sit next to one of them. You know, because I don't want to be left out. Anyway, I just realized, what have I done? And if I drive off now, she's going to think I'm even weirder.
Yeah.
So I just thought, just get out and be subtle. And she had two kids with her. She's had a pram and a little baby. And she's looking at me and I'm looking at her. And I've got a hat on and I look sus. And Arabs, you know, aren't as popular these days as they used to be.
Your reputation's getting better.
Anyway, so she gets out and she walks in front of me. And I'm walking behind her. I'm thinking, oh, no, she thinks I'm following her. So, you know, and we get in the shopping center, and I wanted to go to the exact same place I think that she was heading, but I thought, I'll go the long way, I'll go around, that way she doesn't have to, you know, get scared. And I go around, right? Little did I know that she's going the exact direction, and we meet face to face, and we're the only people in the shopping center. It's about to close, and she's really getting scared. Anyway, I went to the shops, got my shopping, and then I went to a sushi bar, which is just up the road, right? And it was packed. It was really full, and I'm waiting in line to sit. And you can see where this is going, right? Finally, the girl comes in and gets me and sits me right next to the woman with the two kids. What are the odds of that happening? Oh, my God. So I ate really quickly and just left. I'm not a murderer. I'm not following you. I swear to God.
You just look sus 24/7.
I look sus all the time. I can't help it. I was born sus. My dad was sus. His dad was sus. We come from a family of sus.